Because it was fun. That's why we made it in this area. It was fun. This is a not just northern Kentucky, but the other locations we shot in are some of the greatest places to shoot. People opened their doors, their garages, their pots and kettles as far as cooking food for us goes. The amount of support we got in all four of these areas that I just mentioned was incredible. Whether it was a great location like the Old West Festival, or Copper Canyon Ranch down in western Kentucky. Everybody involved in the production had roots in all these areas. A lot of my crew were students here from Northern Kentucky University. A lot of my cast were from this area, or they were from Murray State University, where I went to school. So we were able to pull in a lot of our own histories into this project to make it happen.
Can you give me a thumbnail description of the story?
Sure, I'll make it as quick as I can for you. The thumbnail description of Revelation Trail is a man who loses everything. So in this case, it's going to be in the typical Western. His family loses everything and finds new purpose in a world full of the undead. In this case, it's a preacher. The best way to kind of sum up the film for folks if they need like that quick, like, what movies is this like? I would say it is a mix between Dawn of the Dead, or 28 Days Later, and Unforgiven. And that's a really big one for me, is I really want to stress the Unforgiven aspect of this.
You've been working on this story for a long time. How long did it take from conception to screen?
We started on this project actually the year before I came up to Northern Kentucky University. So it was sometime around 2007, 2008 to now.
The trailer, which is on YouTube, looks like a big budget Hollywood production. How did you pull that off with limited resources?
A lot of sacrifice, a lot of sacrifice of creature comforts. Everything we raised went into the film. People sweat, lost weight, lost money, and we bled for the production, and that's why it looks the way it does.
And you have a very understanding wife.
Very much so. A very understanding wife who clothed about 200 extras between her and a few other individuals working on wardrobe. She at times would hand sew things. She rolled around in the dirt in outfits to make them look nastier and grimier. And then on top of all that, during our winter shoot, she was 5 months pregnant. Of course, she wasn't rolling around in the dirt when she's 5 months pregnant, but you get the idea.
That's not what got her pregnant.
Exactly.
You had five screenings in April, which were all sold out. What was the reaction?
The reaction, funny thing, two things. One, the reaction was just overall very good. People came out, kind of the same thing. They were blown away by how good the production was. And not just from a lot of times you can see things and they're very flashy and they look pretty and shots are nice, but there's not much story or heart to it. One of the biggest compliments we would get from folks were, it looked really good, but the story held up really, really well. The other thing that we were getting, and a lot of people were almost afraid to kind of say this sometimes, but they would say things like, if it's okay for me to say, it was better than I expected. It was, and I think there was kind of that feeling.
You can find out how to get tickets for the one-night screening of Revelation Trail at the Madison Theater in Covington on July 25th, 8 o'clock, on our website at wnku.org under Regional News. John Gibson, thank you.
Matt, thank you so much. I appreciate it.